sure I got this right here. This is on all the MDU otter tail.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Mr. Nitschke. We're on. Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately 9 o'clock. Let's see here. It is Thursday, December 5th, and we are meeting for a work session on four cases, Otter Tail Power Company and MDU Companies, case numbers PU 1379, 1383, 1384, and 1385. I'm joined by Commissioner Randy Christman today. Commissioner Julie Fedorchak had a family emergency last night that popped up, and she will not be able to join us today, but I believe she shared her thoughts with Pat and Alana. And then she'll be able to listen to this on tape. I don't have any opening comments. Randy, do you have anything?
No opening comments either. Let's get rolling.
Get to it, okay. So Alana is now checking some details. What do you have, a draft order for us? Or?
It's slightly different than the one that we're
on. Okay. Fair enough. So, Pat, you got a chance to talk to Julie yesterday, and you guys have gone through some of this?
We didn't talk.
Grab the... Okay.
We talked about the next work session.
Oh, okay.
While we're waiting, I'll say when Alana said it's slightly different than the one that was sent out, then you always get to worrying about how much is slightly. And, you know, we used to always in the legislature worry about the bills that came in where everything was changed after the words a bill. And so those are called hog house amendments, and everything changed.
Well, let's just wait here until we get everybody in here and get out the comments on the mic.
That I made.
Okay. It's not quite that significant.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so ready to get going here? All right. So Randy and I have the copy of the draft.
Okay. And you've seen the first draft that came out. This is just a few changes since then.
Minor. Nothing substantive, I don't think.
Okay.
Except for taking out the last finding.
Right. So if you want to go through the changes that I made.
Why don't you just start at the first page, Pat, and just kind of walk through and hit some of the highlights. And
all right.
Well, this, Alana, if you want to jump in, please do.
This is a draft prepared as if the commission were going to approve the filing. And we just prepared a draft for we're separating the MDU cases from the Otter Tail cases in order for each company, because we'll be getting filings in the future under this tariff.
Okay.
And so we thought it would be better just to separate the order for the companies.
That's fine.
And are you going to just explain one of them now, or as you go through, are you going to point out what would be different, and then they'll both be explained?
I think I could do that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I could tell you where the names have changed.
As long as we're going through it.
Sure.
That's okay with the chairman.
Absolutely.
Unless the commissioners have different thoughts, we were not thinking that substantively there would be much difference, which is why we just did one.
So why don't you just point out
where
there's differences right away?
Okay.
So on page one, getting into the preliminary statement right away, you can see that is related. It's specific to MDU here, and for the Otter Tail order, it would be changed. But even the language after the name is very similar. And that would continue on wherever you see MDU, like in the second paragraph here, would be Otter Tail. And it would be a specific case number to reflect the revised budget for Big Stone Environmental Upgrades. The next paragraph would be the same for both orders. That talks about the notice of hearing and that we consolidated the cases. And the issues would be the same. And then the notice also set forth issues to be considered in regard to each company's environmental cost recovery rate adjustment. That stays the same for both orders. And the date of the consolidated hearing, that paragraph stays the same for both. Continue
on. Page number two, just a quick question. On the very last sentence, are each we don't have the page numbered, I guess just page two.
Yeah, the footer's gone, but that's all right.
Page two, the very last sentence, 1B, are each utility's incurred costs and expenses to meet federal environmental mandates reasonable and prudent? So there's a state component to this, too. How does that get weaved into this?
A what?
A state component to this, too. It's not just, there's a federal component, of course, but there's a state component to this. So I don't know how you weave that in this, or is it even necessary? But I'd like to put something in there that this is different than it would be for North Dakota. So it's a federal requirement, but there's a nuance to the state that's a little bit different.
The state law, right? Is that where you're going?
I think he's going to the state plan, the right. South Dakota state plan versus a North Dakota plan, if it were a North Dakota plant, oh, right?
Well, maybe, yeah. I'm just trying to think there needs to be, because it's just a, this is just a setup.
Well, this is just the notice, so this is what it is.
It made me think somewhere in there, though, of how we're going to address the difference.
We probably have to address it in the finding. This is quoted from the notice.
Right.
If the notice was wrong, then we start over.
No, I'm not so much worried about that.
But just, we can try to tweak the finding that answers that question to incorporate the, as I see it, it's sort of, it's not really different. It's just
extension.
It's an extension. It's like a subpart because of how it's been teed up to be implemented. That's what I understand. No? Yes?
No, I'm not following.
Okay.
That's all right. We'll get there.
Well, no, Pat, there was a federal requirement, but then there's also the state had their plan, the feds approved, right? But I'm trying to put in there somewhere with it, what is approved for South Dakota does not have any weight in the future what might be approved in North Dakota or
I mean, it's
Wisconsin
like California,
or wherever.
The feds make the states do something. The feds made the states do something here. So let's see when we get to the finding.
Okay, that's fine.
If, like, maybe three or thereabouts. But for this, we have to leave it.
Yep, that's fine.
The notice as it was.
So finding the fact, the first, of course, first finding of fact is specific to MDU, and that would change for Otter Tail. The second finding is the same for both orders. Third finding is the same for both orders. And this is where we talk about the EPA. We're beginning to talk about it now.
Mm-hmm. And the South Dakota SIP.
And the South Dakota SIP, right.
So that's the one that says, this is what EPA said. They told South Dakota to do something. This is what South Dakota said. And then it's saying we find that these things that Otter Tail and MDU are proposing are BART, basically.
So this is where you feel you adequately addressed that it's not just what EPA said, that it's meeting the requirements both of EPA and South Dakota.
Yes. Now, if we wanted to add something somewhere right after that or about...
Well, I'm just trying to
North Dakota never required this or something like that. Yeah.
Just trying to set it up that, and I know it's different coal mixes and all the other things, but just setting it up that what the commission decided and agreed in this case would have no bearing on any other cases that may come in North Dakota or somewhere else. And I know each case is different, so maybe it's not required, but it doesn't maybe hurt to do that.
It doesn't hurt.
So I guess that's what I'd like
to
put something
in there. The precedent
of
this case only extends to...
If nothing else, just to make me feel better.
Analogous things that deviate a little. I'm thinking it's going to have to be in this area or at the very end of the findings or in an ordering paragraph. But there might need to be a finding that's a little stronger.
Let me ask Randy first before if he agrees with that or disagrees with it, because it's just one person's opinion, too.
I don't object to that, although I do think that since this says under the South Dakota Haze SIP, the owners are required to install ... I think it's at least indirectly been addressed that what we are approving potentially here is something that's based partially on South Dakota's SIP.
Okay.
Let's
not get hung up on that. Let's just think about
that. No, we might not come up with language today, but we probably will at some point that just reiterates that we can't use this in a more broad, you know, as a basis for a broader thing in North Dakota.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Pat.
Okay, finding four. This is specific to MDU here. We would change that to be specific to Otter Tail in the other order. We mention an order dated May 9th, and that would be the same date for the Otter Tail order, I believe, but a different case number. And then finding of fact five continues about that case number, which would be a different case number for Otter Tail. It talks about that the commission conditioned the ADP by stating no determination is made in this order regarding the prudence of using either SCR or selective non-catalytic reduction technology, and cites that paragraph from that order. Number six continues about that order, talking about the technology. And it would be, again, the case number would change for Otter Tail.
And then seven has to change slightly to talk not about that hearing, but this hearing. But that's
at this hearing?
Instant, I'd say evidence the instant hearing, because we just got done talking about the old hearing. Misleading.
That's, I did have a question about that, which hearing that was.
Yeah.
That's a good paragraph, though.
Yeah.
Clean up the language a little so it's correct. But
it's probably in both hearings, because that's how you show it's prudent and that's how you show you can get the money. But I'm fairly certain that this paragraph was talking about this hearing, and I'm looking over to Otter Tail because I think that's the order that got copied to start with. Okay.
So the you want to say the
evidence in at the...
You want to give the date?
Well, the hearing in the caption case or something like that, you know, just to show we're back talking about the actual hearing in this case, not the old.
How about if we said the September 16th hearing?
That's fine.
Okay. Finding number eight would apply to both companies. Again, continuing about to talk about the technology and testimony of Mark Toma, who testified for both on behalf of both companies. Number nine, the requirement of the Clean Air Act to install the AQCS as expeditiously as practicable.
I thought of this the other day, but the EPA regional haze rule, do we need to define that down further? Is there going to be more EPA regional haze rules?
I think.
Or did we define that somewhere earlier?
I think it's in the first one. 40 CFR 51.
So that walks it down to enough detail that we'd never get it confused somewhere else?
Well, we could put in a date. I mean, that would make the difference if there was another one later. Regional haze number two. You know, we could put it. We could put in a date. In
maybe
here.
Just do that. Yeah. Just put a date in there.
And I'd put it up in number three, where we first cited.
Any fact? Okay.
And Bruce will give us a date, so I don't have to look it up.
Okay.
Well, I mean the enacted, you know, enacted date is what I would put in.
Thank you.
But what's part 51? Is that?
That's a cite to a portion of the rules, like we would have, you know, 690606 or something in our rules. CFR is Code of Federal Regulations.
This is like a chapter 51.
Yeah.
In our rules.
Yeah. But they're constantly changing too, just
yes.
Like our rules.
Yeah.
Okay. We are at 10. And this would be made specific then for Otter Tail in the other order. But it's their filing that reflects the reduction in cost. And let's see, same thing for number 11. Would be specific to Otter Tail in the other order.
Can you refresh me what Otter Tail's percentage ownership of Big Stone is?
I'm not sure. I can't. 53.9. 53.9. Okay. And the cost reduction, the reason for the cost reduction would be the same for both. That's finding 12. In paragraph 13, we would change the company name in the other order to Otter Tail. I believe the rest of the language would be very much the same. And number 14 would be changing the name to a company name. Number 15, Otter Tail refers to this tariff in a different way. They don't call it rate 57, so that would be made specific to the Otter Tail order and their tariff name. Number 16, the company name would change. Number 17, the company name would change.
Mm-hmm. And the electric would come out, for electric service would come out for Otter Tail, probably, just because you don't need it.
You don't really need it, but it could, yeah. Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt, but minor. It's one of the changes that we made. After we get sent it to you email.
18, the company name would change. 19, the rest of the language would stay. 19, the company name would change.
19. I wonder if a rate case is filed before all the costs are computed. Otter Tail, or MDU, told us yesterday they're filing a rate case in 2014. So just curious, I wonder how the what-if game. If it's not all done, the rate case gets filed, they pick up part of the cost?
Should roll it in.
Yep, roll
yeah.
it in.
So
whatever is at that point.
No. Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the question in the next conversation, too.
Yeah. Fair enough, thanks.
So, do you have a preference of how you want to?
Okay. No. Just throw it out there so they know I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Otter Tail never files rate cases, so it's not an issue there.
You just jinxed us, you know that. No, I think my preference is to get all the costs you can in a rate case.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I had that conversation yesterday, too.
Except for sometimes I think we don't want all these things completely just built into the routine costs. Because as people choose to demand more and more environmental regulations, perhaps they should see on their bill every month what the cost of that is, instead of just, oh, well, the power company charges this much. Maybe they should see that it's some of their own regulatory demands that cause the rates to be where they're at. So I'm not completely convinced we always want to just vary the reasons for those expenses.
And the other thing is if they're limited in duration and you don't have a rate case and they're in there, whether they're over or not. If they're finished being recovered, in theory, they would come out.
Well, that's a good discussion point, Ryan, you brought out, because we did that with the whole Big Stone 2 thing fell through. Mm-hmm. We had a special line item on that bill as to what that was there for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's pretty much done now, but we made a big deal out of that to show why exactly that cost was there.
Mm-hmm. We've done that before. We've done it with the rebates, too.
Yep. Finding number 20 would be specific to Otter Tail because Otter Tail had a different rate design. Okay, conclusions of law would be the same for both companies.
Statute has got to be fixed there. Two of them. I guess I didn't get that far.
Oh, okay.
Either that or I didn't approve the changes.
The conclusion of law number 3, the company name would change. And 4. Order provisions, company name and number 1 would change. Also number 2. And 3. Just the company name would change, I think. Unless I hear from the companies, I guess, that there's a problem with that date of December 18th. Sorry, didn't
I? Can you ask what?
I just wanted to clarify. Are you saying the order is effective December 18th or that the implementation would commence? I think we would assume the implementation would commence on the beginning of the month.
Okay, we'll tweak it after we talk to you guys later. Is that all right?
Yep.
To get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That one I lifted from Sarah, who lifted it from something. So
you're thinking to vote on this our next meeting, right, Patrick? That's the point.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm assuming that you would like it on the next meeting.
Sure. I think it's Julie's motion, but I think
they're just going to do it on a new month. You don't need that phrase at all. But we'll look into it.
Right. And then number 4, by January 15th of each year, MDU, and that would change to, in the other order to Otter Tail. Just name, company name change there for the other order. Do you want... Well, you don't want it in 2014, probably. Starting in 2015. Right?
Where are you looking?
Number 4. The January 15th date. They're just barely implementing it in 2014.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know and I don't care, but we can ask what will work with the companies. I don't think that's anything anybody's...
Probably not a sticking point, just to be clarified.
We'll talk to them about the whole 3 and how 3 and 4 should be worded.
Okay. And number 5...
But in general, I will say I'm not hung up on getting a report on January 15th
of this,
or 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we can leave it. Number 5, the company names would swap there. Otter Tail would be first, and MDU would be second. Number 6, change the company name in the other order. And also number 7, change the company name in the other order.
And 7 says, or the rate case, whichever is first.
Yeah.
So
first.
If they're
she
rolled in, they're rolled in.
First.
Yeah.
We had me.
And if they're not, they're not. So,
where were you thinking about putting that paragraph that reinforces has no bearing what might happen here?
Well,
would that be in the conclusions?
We would put. We wouldn't put it in the. I think it could go in any and all of the. I mean, you could conclude legally that there's no extending precedent. You could say in your order, you're on notice that this is not applied to anything else.
Right.
And you could put the explanation of it in findings. So I think maybe, I don't know, do you have any great ideas right now, Pat, or do we need to think about it?
I don't have any.
All right, well, how about I'll let you two sort it out.
Yeah.
But I want something in there on
I know. We will put something in.
Okay.
And we may put it in more than one place because it doesn't hurt to be
very clear,
very definite, which would mean somewhere in the order. This is as far as this.
I know we interpret it a certain way, but do you want to make it clear that someone in the future.
Mm-hmm. At least that you were not intending anything.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm fine with that. Commissioner Christman?
Either you just focused on the differences between how this would be from what an Otter Tail one would be, or the I didn't hear the very changes. Many changes from the first draft to this one, but maybe they were that few and you did.
They were tiny. Like we added for electric service because MDU has a gas rate case. You don't want that to apply.
And whichever comes first in number 7 here was that was an addition.
So you hit them all.
Pat added the only other thing is there was a statement at the end that, you know, the staff witness testified thus and so, but we didn't think it was necessary. So we took it out.
Change all after a preliminary statement.
Okay.
But I can go through each one, too. I have them marked on my other copy, and you can just look at it if you want.
Okay.
Some was putting in the sites, and we have to clean up so they're all consistent. We wanted to be sure you were on board with the concept before we made final changes.
No, absolutely. I think that unless Commissioner Crispin has something that pops up here, I mean, if you make the tweaks we talked about, sit down with Commissioner Fedorchuk, go through it with her, she's fine with it, and then it'll be her motion for the next meeting for both of these. I don't see anything else.
I don't either get that timing down of when the company's there to implement it and mm-hmm. And that they don't have to do a big report in January.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Commissioner?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
Patrick?
Good.
Alana? All right, fair enough. All right, we'll close the work session on case numbers PU-13. Oh, I always got to look here. I should just say close the work session. PU-1379, 83, 84, and 85. Thank you.